Hello, this is another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs highlighting research on the campus here at the University of Texas in El Paso to celebrate the 100th birthday of the university. Today's guest is Professor Jose Hurtado from the Department of Geological Sciences. He's going to be training to be an astronaut. So, Jose, welcome.
Thank you.
How on earth did you transform very quickly from being a professor to a professor and prospective astronaut?
Well, being an astronaut is something I've always aspired to be, and so it's guided a lot of the decisions I've made in my life. And since coming to UTEP, I've had the opportunity and sort of the flexibility to actually engage with NASA in training astronauts and doing planetary science research.
Tell me why astronauts need to do geological training and all the rest of it.
Well, one of the things I've been doing the past few months, and I'll be doing in the field with the new class of NASA astronauts, is preparing them for what they would see from orbit when they go on space station missions. So the idea is we show them geology here on the ground, and then they can relate that to what they see from space, and it helps them in tasks like taking photographs of the Earth. And then looking far in the future, these folks might be involved with missions to the moon or to asteroids. And field geology is probably the principal field science for exploring the solar system.
Do you find them enthusiastic geology students?
It's interesting. They're among the most enthusiastic, and although they don't have the preparation that undergraduate students here at UTEP might have in geology because they're engineers or medical doctors background, they are very quick learners. And so I find it very fulfilling and very exciting to work with them. They're just fantastic people.
Can you think of a story where one astronaut has suddenly had an aha moment where they've been able to say, I remember Jose telling us something about that, and look, there's something important?
Actually, there's an example right now. One of the astronauts that I had the pleasure of interacting with, he was in the 2009 class. His name is Reid Wiseman. He's an astronaut on the space station right now. He was actually here at UTEP for a short time back in 2010, I think, doing some training with me personally. We had him out at Kilburn Hole field work. But one of the things he's been doing up on space station since he's been there is taking lots of photographs of volcanoes in South America mainly. But I think I put the volcano bug in his ear. It also helps that his crewmate is a volcanologist up there too.
What you get out of that is a series of photographs. What's the utility of just another photograph of another volcano, except that this one's from the top?
Yeah, the Earth observation work that the astronauts are doing is actually pretty important because the International Space Station gives a very unique vantage point on the Earth. And so one example is there's a Japanese astronaut several years ago who, because of his geology training, recognized that there was a volcanic eruption going on right underneath the space station's flight path. And he had the foresight, and because of his training, to take wonderful photographs of that and give a really unique perspective on a process that we understand from the ground, but seeing it from space sort of opened up new avenues for understanding the dynamics of how a erupting volcano interacts with the atmosphere.
When will you know if you're going to be able to be accepted into the program as an astronaut?
Well, I've applied twice. So I applied in 2008, and then I just applied a couple years ago. I didn't get picked either time, but I made it pretty far. I made it to the semifinalist round, so the top 100 or so out of several thousand applicants. I'm not sure when the next selection call is going to be. Hopefully in the next year or year and a half, and I'm going to put my hat in the ring again.
Well, good luck. Jose Hurtado from the Department of Geological Sciences. Very interesting talking to you. This has been another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.